This podcast is brought to you by Touch a Life.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dial Radio. This is me, RJ Sankhya, hosting through the interview today. And this is the show where Dial Radio proudly highlights extraordinary organizations and the remarkable individuals behind them. So today, we are diving into the empowering world of Her Allies, a beacon of support for women looking to reignite their careers. So founded on the belief that a robust professional network is key to success, Her Allies specializes in connecting women re-entering the workforce with a tribe of allies eager to lend a helping hand. So whether it's through mentorship, resources, or community, Her Allies is on a mission to ensure that no woman feels alone on her journey back to the job market. And who is better here to shed light on this incredible initiative than one of its co-founders herself, Vicky Yang. So now let's turn our attention to one of the driving forces behind Her Allies, the co-founder Vicky Yang. So with a passion for empowering women and a knack for building impactful networks, Vicky's vision drives the organization forward. And as a seasoned advocate for gender equality in the workplace, Vicky brings a wealth of experience and insight to the table. And her dedication to uplifting women's voices and championing their careers is truly inspiring. And you will see it when you meet her. So without a further ado, let's welcome Vicky Yang onto the show. Welcome, Vicky. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. Hi, everyone. I'm really excited to be here.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm really excited to start asking the questions to you about this wonderful organization as well. Can you give us a glimpse into who Vicky is and what inspired you to co-found Her Allies?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been in human resources for over 20 years. I started in nonprofit space with a nonprofit that actually served families who were having emergencies. And so low-income families who might need food or PG&E and rent assistance, things like that. And then later went into tech companies. So my whole life, I've been really about how do we support people best and really bring the best out of them. And throughout both my career in the nonprofit space and the tech space have always been really focused on equity and inclusion. When it comes to gender equality, it's important that we kind of figure out ways to change how we operate to really support and break some of those systemic issues that impact people in a different way. So when I actually had worked with all of our co-founders for Her Allies back at Yahoo, three of us had led our Women in Tech organization there, and that was ages ago. In about 2011 to about 2015, we all knew each other and then kind of all went separate ways to different companies. And then one of them reached back out to me during the pandemic when we were seeing kind of this increase of women leaving the workforce. And that especially if they were in a position where maybe they were going through some domestic violence or just some hardships, how hard it was for them to get back into work. And just the sheer number of women who left the workforce was also incredible during that time. So she had this idea of, why don't we start an organization that creates allies to help support these women? We can't guarantee people will find work, but we can break down some of those barriers and offer more solutions. So she had asked the two of us who originally worked with her, running our Women in Tech organization. And then I brought on another person that I had also worked at Yahoo with. And so the four of us really we're all co-founders for Her Allies, and all of us run it together. And it's been just such an amazing kind of like full cycle journey of having always been passionate about this space. And then now having this nonprofit that I'm a part of to really try and create just more connections to help women, especially.
Wonderful. So, why is it challenging for women to land in a good job? And where exactly does Her Allies enter into the scenario?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors. One that would definitely take far longer than this podcast. But I think some of the biggest ones are really just the stereotypes that are still, and the type of work that women do that create this impact and kind of make it harder for them to get back in the workplace, especially if they've taken an extended leave for whatever reason, right? We have women who traditionally, and I'm glad to see that that's actually changing, women are the caretakers, the primary caretakers of the family. So anytime someone is sick, they're usually the ones that have to care for them. When they're having children, raising children, that is often, there's things that come along with that too. I've heard stories of people whose partners have gotten really ill or whose parents have gotten really ill. So for whatever reason, and during the pandemic, of course, that was a huge issue, right? So everybody is getting sick, and then, women themselves were getting sick, and they might be having to leave the workforce because of that, just to care for their loved ones. And then when they try and come back in, then there's the stereotype of the having taken too long of a time off in between jobs. And so there's this assumption made that if people take more than 2-3 weeks, maybe a month off, you can probably get away with 3, that they don't know how to do their job anymore, or they're not up to date on things anymore. And so them trying to get back in the workplace becomes so much harder. And I will say, I've been in HR for a long time, and I myself have looked at resumes and said, oh, this person has had a gap. And so I myself have held that stereotype, and I've had to break that down. And so sadly, with a lot of the layoffs that are happening, that is actually not quite as bad of a stigma anymore, but it still does exist. And to this day, I still hear some people saying, oh, well, she's been out of work too long. I don't think she knows what to do anymore. And so it's just really disheartening to hear that. And this is what their basics, this is what women are up against while they're trying to get back into the workplace.
Great. So can you share us a success story of a woman who has benefited from her Allies programs?
Yeah, so we run kind of a couple of different programs, and there's been iterations over the years because it's an entirely volunteer grassroots run organization. So we all have full-time jobs outside of this. So we decided this year really to focus on kind of two things. Is we do our workshops. So we have running workshops every quarter around writing your resume, prepping for interviews, understanding compensation, and negotiating your offer. And then we recently we were doing mentoring and those kinds of things in the past couple of years, but ad hoc. And so we've now truly made it into a program where it kicks off on a certain day, it runs through a certain amount of time. There's access to a community, which is what a lot of women wanted. It also has access to workshops and of course mentor-mentee matches and other kind of preparation sessions. And so I think, with that, I don't want to share any names, but we've definitely helped women, especially largely and very specifically through our mentor-mentee programs. So just having that extra support, having someone to be able to talk to about what's going on in their job search, with their resume, and et cetera, right? Because when you've taken that much time off, you lose a bit of, not even a bit, you lose quite a bit of confidence in yourself and your abilities. Again, because of kind of social norms that have really pushed women down and cause them to think this way. And so we have a couple of people who've gone through the mentor-mentee programs who have found jobs. And so we're so grateful and appreciative that we've been able to be a part of that journey. And then we've also had, I think the most feedback we often get is from the compensation and negotiating offer workshop. In this process of trying to find a role, I think there's a lot of unknowns, right? People don't quite know what happens after the application hits the recruiter. They don't know what the recruiters are looking for. They don't know necessarily what hiring managers are trying to accomplish in the interview process. And especially with compensation, it can be such a big black box. So we get a ton of feedback, especially with the compensation piece, about how it is just super helpful to understand what the thought process is behind how this is created and how offers are made, so that they know what levers they can pull and be better positioned to negotiate for more money or maybe additional time off or something like that.
Wonderful. So how do you measure the impact of Her Allies programs?
That's a great question. Right now, we definitely measure it by number of attendees. We take surveys after our workshops to see, has it been impactful? We also have looked at how many people we've mentored and how many of those folks have found jobs. I would say there is still, our organization is not very big, so the amount of people we help in comparison to some other organizations maybe isn't quite as big. I would say on average, we help anywhere from 50 to 100 people, because we do get quite a few people signing up for all the workshops, but not everyone attends. And so I'm still trying to figure out a lot of the metrics around that as well. But at the same time, if we can help just one person get more confidence, get a better understanding of how the system works, get a job, then we feel like we've accomplished what we set out to do.
How do you envision the future of Her Allies in the coming 5 years? Are there any plans?
Yeah, our biggest plan really is to find and get this, our programming and our education piece, into a repeatable process, and then really grow our client base. So generally speaking, we can find volunteers pretty easily. Finding clients when they need help is a little bit more of a challenge than we kind of anticipated. However, we have realized that a lot, which is why also we've reached out to Tall Radio, is because the more PR we're able to do, the more people we're able to reach and then support. So I think that is really our focus, is how do we get in front of more people so that they're aware that these resources exist and are able to tap in it for support. And then I think as that grows, then it's how do we scale the programming to match to the amount of people needing support. So that's really our focus for the next 5 years.
So Vicky, tell us, what is the most challenging part of running a nonprofit organization, that or especially for women?
I think the most challenging part, and I work on the program side. So my focus is typically on programs, but I would be remiss to say, in the next 5 years, in order to grow, we also need to fundraise and hopefully hire someone to help us actually handle more of the kind of day-to-day and actually the programming piece and strategy for us. So I think one of the challenges of a nonprofit is really that growth. How are we looking at fundraising? How are we, how much money are we raising? And then what are we going to kind of do with that cash? The other piece I'd say is because we do this kind of on the side and we've been doing it for almost 4 years now, that it took a while to actually figure out what services we want to provide and what services we have the capacity to provide. Because we had all these fantastic ideas when we first started. There's actually going to be 3 different kinds of programming and like a larger network. And we realized very quickly that we weren't going to be able to kick off all of that immediately. And so there was a reprioritization of what we wanted to do. I think the great thing about us is that we have a very clear idea of who it is we want to help and why. I have worked for other nonprofits in the past, and it can be hard, especially if you do need a lot more cash flow to operate, to kind of forget who it is that you're helping, especially if you are a nonprofit that often has to ask for grants. That can just make it tough. But luckily for us, what we're trying to run is more focused and kind of less resource intensive. So that's been super helpful. I think with running any business, there's always challenges.
How does Her Allies prioritize inclusivity and diversity within its programs?
So while we are focused on predominantly women, our doors are open to anybody. So anyone can attend any of the workshops, but we do keep Her Relaunch specific for people who identify as non-men. So in general, again, our mission is to really help women in the workplace, because there are specific systemic issues that create inequality for women in particular when it comes to leaving work and coming back. So our predominant focus is really around that and to reduce the inequity that is there.
So this is a personal question to you, Vicky. How fulfilling is this work for you, and what do you love the most about Her Allies?
Yes, it's definitely fulfilling. I think if you're going to run a nonprofit, without the energy and the fulfillment it brings, there's no way you could keep it going. So it really speaks to my personal values of creating more equity in the world and being as helpful as I possibly can. So I think that's one of the primary things. What I love most about working with Her Allies is that I myself have recently took a break, and it was voluntary, so I wasn't laid off or anything, but I voluntarily took 8 months off just to kind of decompress from work and make some life changes. And it was really interesting to come back, because while I was able to empathize with a lot of the women in our program, several of our co-founders have also gone through this involuntarily in certain situations. Having felt it myself and the confidence drop and coming back and trying to start up my own business and seeing kind of what this looks like really was an interesting experience for me personally to go through. And so I think that also helped increase my empathy for the folks who are going through our program, and also look at how do we find ways to create that stronger network. Because some of our most impactful pieces of our program is often in the connection. So when we did a panel a couple of times with women sharing their stories about having gone through this, and then we left a lot of time at the end for other people to share their stories and to talk through it. I think having that community really speaks to our name. So Her Allies, right? The whole reason we call ourselves that is because we are trying to create this network of allies. And I think that is the most encouraging thing to see, is the connections we make, because you might need help today and you might be able to help tomorrow. That's not to say actually you can't do both at the same time. So we have several people in our program who are both laid off and looking for work and using resources from our program and also volunteering with us. And so I think those connections and the way we see that community building is really what I find most impactful and gives me the most kind of joy and engagement in doing this work.
Wonderful. So that must be definitely fulfilling, right?
Very much so.
Yeah. So we are almost close to the ending of our interview. And I want to know, in what way can our listeners contribute to the cause? Or is there any chance that we can come and join volunteer?
Yeah, absolutely. If listeners out there want to volunteer, because we operate predominantly remotely, come check us out at herallies.org. And we have, sign up to be both. We have program volunteers that are needed. We have committee volunteers that are needed. We can take donations currently in California only. Or if you need help, there's definitely support there too. So if you're looking, if you are in the middle of a career pause, or even if you're not, but you want some support with resume writing, interview prep, getting a mentor, definitely sign up for our newsletter and check out our website, because that's what we're here for.
Wonderful. So is there anything that you want to tell to our listeners before we go?
I think that's pretty much it. But again, so grateful that you all have me and being able to share our story.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Vicky. And thank you really for gracing our show with your inspiring presence, because throughout the interview, it was really inspiring content and it really motivates us to, come ahead and volunteer for the cause. And your commitment to Her Allies is absolutely inspiring. And I'm really grateful to have you on the show today. And I really enjoy talking to you, Vicky.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So yeah, that was Vicky Yang, co-founder of Her Allies organization. So I'll be back with more such inspiring stories. And until then, stay tuned to Dal Radio. And this is me, Sankhya, signing off for today. Take care, you all.
You have just listened to Dal Radio podcast. For more podcasts, visit www.touchalife.org.